So imagine walking away from your computer for like an hour to grab lunch.
Right.
And when you come back, your completely chaotic inbox is perfectly sorted into priority folders. Your massive batch of vacation photos from the weekend has been edited and resized, and a weekly update email to your boss has already been drafted.
Complete with the attached spreadsheet summary, I bet.
Exactly,
Yeah.
complete with a spreadsheet. And the crazy part is, that is not science fiction anymore. As of April 16, 2026, literally this exact week, that level of total desktop automation is an actual reality.
It really is. We are fully there.
But, you know, here's the massive catch. The tech companies that are selling this, like Digital Utopia, they suddenly want you to pay $200 a month for the privilege.
Which is just a staggering price hike. I mean, when you really think about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we've spent the last 3 years getting really comfortable paying, what, $20 a month for a helpful little chat window?
Yeah, $20 was the standard.
Right. And now, almost overnight, we are being pitched these $200 enterprise level subscriptions for what they're calling desktop agents.
And looking at the market reaction, I mean, most people are just completely paralyzed. You're sitting there trying to figure out if this is just the new cost of doing business or if it's, well, a massive cash grab.
Yeah, a lot of people are feeling really overwhelmed by it.
Which is exactly the problem we are solving for you today. We got our hands on this incredibly detailed, really comprehensive breakdown titled Dissecting Desktop Agents 2026.
I'm the Tech Garage Inspector, right?
Yes, from the Tech Garage Inspector. And we are talking thousands of real-world queries tested, actual success rates, and some honestly pretty shocking hidden math about what you actually get for your money.
The math in this source is, well, it's very revealing.
It really is. So our mission for this deep dive is to rip apart this dense analysis, pit those standard $20 subscriptions against the $200 giants, and figure out what is actually happening under the hood.
And give you a clear roadmap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By the end of this, you are going to have a personalized strategy so you know exactly what to buy or, you know, what not to buy. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, so to really understand why these companies think they can charge you $200, we have to look at the massive technical leap that literally just happened.
Yeah, you're
Because if you think back to just like 2023 or 2024, everything AI related happened completely inside a web browser.
Yeah, you just open a tab, type in a prompt, and get your text. It was totally isolated.
Isolated is exactly the key word there. Browsers are built on something called sandbox security.
Okay, sandbox security.
Right. And I like to think of it as putting an incredibly smart assistant in a soundproof glass room in the exact middle of your office.
Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, so sure, you can slide a piece of paper under the door with a question, and they'll slide a brilliant answer right back to you.
But they can't actually do anything else.
Exactly. They physically cannot walk over to your actual filing cabinet. They can't answer your physical desk phone.
Right.
And the worst part is, every time you close that browser tab, you are essentially wiping their memory clean. They couldn't run background tasks while you went to grab that coffee, and they certainly couldn't, click your actual desktop icons.
So they were completely walled off from the actual work happening on your hard drive.
Precisely. And breaking out of that glass box is what this entire desktop paradigm shift over the last year has been all about. The timeline the source provides is actually fascinating.
Yeah, walk us through that timeline.
So in May 2025, we got ChatGPT Desktop. But honestly, that was mostly just a glorified keyboard shortcut for the browser version.
Right. It didn't really do much else.
No, not really. But then October 2025 hit, and
Yeah.
that's when Claude Desktop introduced macOS Computer Risk.
Meaning it could finally touch the filing cabinet, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. It got hands. And then January 2026 brought Perplexity Desktop, which pulled like premium deep web research right onto your local machine.
And then Google jumped in.
Right, just 2 months ago in February 2026, Gemini Desktop rolled out, deeply embedding itself directly into your local Google Workspace files.
Wow. It sounds like we went from talking to an AI through a drive-through window to actually giving it a key to our office and just letting it sit at our desk.
That is a perfect analogy. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, this transition wasn't just a shiny new app icon on your dock, it was a complete shift in identity.
What do you mean by identity?
Well, the AI evolved from being a chatbot that you just talked to into a digital coworker that actually executes tasks for you. And that shift from just answering questions to literally doing your busy work is the foundational excuse these companies are using to justify jumping the price by 10 times.
Right. Which makes sense in theory, but you wouldn't pay every coworker the exact same salary if they were doing completely different jobs, right?
Exactly. And that's the first major misconception the tech garage testing clears up. Now that the AI is sitting at your desk, what exactly is it technically allowed to touch?
Right, because they don't all have the same access.
No, they don't. The data divides these tools into two distinct species, basically. You have your research agents and you have your OS level agents.
Okay, let's define those for everyone because the mechanics are wildly different.
Yeah, they really are.
So a research agent like Perplexity or ChatGPT Search sits right around that $20 a month mark. And the critical thing to understand here is that they still do not touch your local system files.
Correct. They are not opening your private folders.
Exactly. Instead, they are essentially hyper-advanced web scrapers.
Yeah. Think of a task like finding a gaming laptop under $2,000. A human has to open 10 different tabs, read through tech blogs, cross-reference current Amazon prices, check the processor specs.
It's exhausting.
It takes forever.
But a research agent does that in, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And how it does it is incredible. It's firing off dozens of background API calls simultaneously, scanning the live web, pulling all that raw data back, synthesizing it, and giving you a formatted recommendation with actual clickable citations.
It's a massive time saver.
But its power is strictly contained to gathering and processing external information.
Hmm.
It's out on the web, not in your hard drive.
Exactly. But then you have the second species, which is the OS level agents. This is your Claude computer use.
Right.
And this is where the pricing starts to stretch from $20 all the way up to $100 or, you know, even $200. OS stands for operating system.
Okay.
These agents literally control your mouse cursor and your keyboard. They can open your native applications, navigate your local file system, and even execute terminal scripts.
Okay, wait, hold on. I have to stop you there.
What's up?
Because giving an AI autonomous control of my mouse and my terminal, that sounds like a fast track to accidentally deleting my entire hard drive.
I mean, that is a completely valid fear.
The terminal is the literal command line of the computer. If you type the wrong thing in there, everything is gone. How does this thing even know what it's clicking on? Is it reading the actual source code of my operating system?
That is a brilliant question. To answer the technical part first. No, it's not reading the underlying code of your apps. It's actually using a vision model.
A vision model? How does that work?
So it takes rapid, continuous screenshots of your monitor. It analyzes those pixels to identify, say, where the send button is or where the delete folder is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it calculates the exact X and Y coordinates of the button on your screen, and then it literally commands the operating system to move your mouse to those coordinates and click.
So it's essentially looking at my screen the exact same way I do
yeah.
and moving the mouse the same way I do.
Exactly.
Which honestly brings me right back to my panic attack about it deleting my hard drive. If it misreads the screen, right, if it thinks the format drive button is the save button,
yeah.
what happens?
Well, the developers know exactly how dangerous that is, which is why the source highlights that OS level agents aren't sent out entirely rogue.
Okay, good.
Yeah, there is a built-in confirmation system. Before it executes high-stakes operations, especially running a terminal script or deleting a large batch of files, it physically stops and prompts you for permission.
So it asks first.
Right. It shows you a little window saying, I'm about to execute this specific command. Do you approve? So you are still the supervisor. You have to physically sign off on the big stuff.
Okay, that makes me feel slightly better.
Yeah, you're still in control.
But with this immense new power, right, with agents literally watching our screens and moving our mice, that brings us to that eye-watering $200 a month price tag from the industry heavyweights.
A massive price jump.
Yeah. So let's dissect those premium tiers. Is that $200 actually buying you $200 worth of value?
Well, let's look at the hard data from the report, starting with ChatGPT Pro, because on paper, it sounds like an absolute powerhouse.
Oh, they definitely market it that way.
They do. $200 gets you unlimited access to their newest flagship model, GPT 5.4. It includes their advanced reasoning model, O1 Pro, which basically thinks before it answers.
Yeah.
It includes DALL-E 3 for high-end images and the really big one, Sora 2 Pro for cinematic video generation.
See, unlimited is a very dangerous word in tech.
It is, and the testing put that specific word through a rigorous 3-week stress test, and the reality they uncovered is completely at odds with the marketing.
What happened?
Well, week one felt phenomenal. The agent was fast, it felt boundless, but by week two, the testers hit a massive brick wall. It turns out that cutting-edge Sora video generation is hard-capped at 50 videos a month.
Wait, 50 videos a month is definitively not unlimited.
No, not at all, and it actually got significantly worse in week three.
How so?
When the testers heavily utilized the O1 Pro reasoning model for complex coding tasks, they started experiencing extreme speed throttling. The servers were so bore down by these heavy compute requests that users were waiting 10 to 15 minutes for a single response.
Wait, 15 minutes? For a $200 subscription?
Yes. 15 minutes of just sitting there. The report points out that unlimited is actually bound by a very restrictive, entirely hidden fair use policy.
That is wild.
The underlying issue is that running reasoning models and generating video requires an astronomical amount of server compute power. OpenAI simply cannot afford to let you run it endlessly.
Yeah, the math in this breakdown is what really shocked me. Let's break this down for you listening right now.
Please do.
If you are a serious power user and you're running 50 complex queries a day on the $200 Pro tier, it works out to about 13 cents per query.
Oh, okay.
Now, compare that to the standard ChatGPT Plus at $20 a month. Even with its daily limits, if you max it out, you're paying about 1.7 cents per query.
Wow.
The Pro tier is mathematically 7.6 times more expensive per interaction. You're paying a massive premium just for the illusion of having no limits.
And the broader market felt that friction almost immediately. I mean, it is incredibly telling that just this month, in April 2026, OpenAI quietly dropped a $100 Pro Lite tier for developers.
Right.
It's a glaring signal that even the company realized $200 was utterly unsustainable for the vast majority of their user base.
But OpenAI isn't the only one playing this game. We also have to talk about Perplexity Max. Now, this is their $200 tier.
Yeah.
And it offers unlimited queries, access to all the major models from different companies. So you get GPT-5, Claude 4.6, and Gemini 3 Pro all in one place, plus unlimited access to their deep research labs.
But Perplexity comes with some incredibly heavy baggage right now. We have to address the massive scandal from just last month, March 2026.
Oh, yes, the downgrading controversy. You have to break that down because it's just wild.
It really is. So it was discovered by independent researchers that Perplexity was secretly downgrading their paid users to cheaper, less capable AI models on the back end. Yes. If you asked a complex question, instead of routing it to the expensive GPT-5 model that you thought you were paying for, they quietly routed it to a cheaper open source model just to save on their own server costs.
Hold on. You're telling me they were actively bait and switching their paying subscribers?
And that's exactly what they were doing.
Why on earth would anyone give them 20 bucks, let alone 200, if we know they're manipulating the back end? Like, why does this Tech Garage report still even take them seriously?
Well, that is the exact pushback the entire tech community had. It severely damaged user trust.
I bet.
But the reason the analysis still includes them is that despite the shady business practices, their core web scraping architecture is still objectively the fastest on the market for real-time citations.
Okay, fair enough.
But what's fascinating here is the feature comparison. Even if you completely ignore the scandal, the standard $20 Perplexity Pro tier literally does 90% of what the $200 max version does.
Really? 90%?
Yeah. You still get access to the same models. You still get the premium web sources. The breakdown straight up calls the $200 tier a money burner for anyone except an extreme enterprise research team that needs to process, like, thousands of documents a day.
Okay, so if the $200 tiers are mostly hype, hidden throttling, and shady marketing speak, what is the actual solution here?
Right.
Because if I want my computer to autonomously do my busy work, but I refuse to set $200 on fire every month, where do I go?
This is where we get to what the analysis calls the $20 miracle, and that is Claude computer use.
Which, again, is only $20 a month, though we should caveat that it is currently only available on macOS, though Windows support is supposedly right around the corner.
Right, Windows is coming.
Yeah.
And to be fair, Claude does have strict constraints.
Like what?
Well, it has a hard limit of 50 computer use actions a day, and it lacks real-time web access for live research, so it can't scour the internet for you.
Okay.
But It offers genuine vision-based OS-level control for literally a tenth of the price of the heavyweights.
And here's where it gets really interesting. The testers ran a brilliant 10-task test to see how well this $20 agent actually works in the real world.
Yeah, the real-world application.
They threw everyday tedious computer chores at it. The result was a 70% success rate, which, you know, doesn't sound like an A+, but wait until you hear what it actually accomplished.
Let's look at the mechanics of those successes and failures, because they illustrate exactly where AI is today.
Oh.
For example, it was incredibly successful at batch processing files. It converted 10 high-resolution raw photos into the WebP format, which is that super compressed image format used for websites, in just 45 seconds.
That's incredibly fast.
And think about how it did that. It had to visually locate the files, open an image editor, run the export process, and save them to a new folder, all autonomously.
It also opened the terminal, wrote a Python script, which is basically a raw set of coding instructions to automate a data task, and executed it flawlessly in 90 seconds.
That's huge.
It even managed to draft a team email, physically attach an Excel summary, and click send in 60 seconds.
But we do have to look at the 30% where it failed.
Right.
It tried to install a piece of web software and failed completely. Why? Because macOS security protocols threw up a wall of authentication prompts that the vision model didn't have the permissions to bypass.
Which, frankly, proves the security features are actually working.
Exactly. The other big failure was trying to edit a video in iMovie. And this makes perfect sense when you think about how we just explained the vision model works.
Oh, because of the screenshots.
Yes. Think about a video editor's interface. It's not standard buttons and text fields. It's a moving timeline. It's scrubbing through frames. The visual state of the screen is changing 60 times a second.
Oh, I see.
A vision model taking intermittent screenshots just loses its mind trying to map coordinates on a constantly moving target. The UI was just way too complex.
That makes total sense. It cannot handle dynamic, rapidly shifting interfaces yet. But despite that, look at the timeline of a standard day using this $20 tool from the source.
Walk us through it.
At 9 a.m., it organized a messy desktop folder of PDFs. At 12:30, while the user was literally eating lunch away from the keyboard, it resized that massive batch of vacation photos.
Yeah.
At 4 p.m., it drafted and sent that team email.
Yep.
Yes. It failed at editing the iMovie video at 8 p.m. But think about the aggregate. It still saved 3 hours of tedious, manual, click-and-drag labor for the cost of a couple of lattes.
That is the core value proposition. 3 hours of human time bought back for $20.
Exactly.
Right.
But what if you want the best of both worlds? What if I want the real-time web scraping and research of Perplexity, but I also want the OS-level mouse control of Claude, and I still don't want to pay $200?
The analysis figured out exactly how to hack the system. They call it the golden combo.
It is brilliant in its simplicity. You just stack two $20 subscriptions. You pay $20 for Perplexity Pro, giving you the real-time web research, deep data analysis, and verified citations. Then you pay another $20 for Claude Pro, giving you the vision-based OS-level automation and coding capabilities.
One agent covers the external web, the other agent covers the internal hard drive.
It's perfect.
For $40 a month, you're getting 90% of the actual usable features that ChatGPT Pro charges $200 for. Over the course of a single year, this $40 golden combo saves you almost $2,000.
But you know, not everyone needs the exact same stack. The report actually breaks down how to tailor this based on your actual philosophy of use.
Right.
It really comes down to whether your daily work is information heavy or compute heavy.
And this raises an important question for you listening right now. What is the actual friction in your day?
Yeah, what's slowing you down?
If you are information heavy, meaning you are a writer, a student, a programmer, or someone constantly researching, you do not need the $200 tier. You need that $40 golden combo. Perplexity pulls the technical documentation or the historical lore, and Claude, or ChatGPT Plus, synthesizes it or writes the code. Programmers specifically thrive on Claude plus Perplexity.
But on the flip side, what if your work is compute heavy? What if you are a commercial video director or a high-end graphic designer?
Well, interestingly, the report admits this is the one scenario where a $200 tier might actually make economic sense.
Really?
Yeah. If your daily workflow relies on generating massive cinematic video files with Sora 2 Pro, the sheer server cost to render that video justifies the $200 price tag because it is literally replacing thousands of dollars in traditional production costs.
Okay, that makes sense for heavy video creators. What about artists?
For artists, a combo of ChatGPT Plus and Midjourney for around $50 usually covers it.
And for the standard business user or enterprise teams?
A mix of ChatGPT team for data privacy and Perplexity Enterprise handles everything you need. The overarching, undeniable takeaway from this entire breakdown is that 85% of everyday users have absolutely no economic justification for those $200 premium tiers.
Wow. 85%.
Yeah. The tech companies are trying to anchor our brains to that $200 price point, but the actual functional utility for most of us tops out around $40.
So let's bring this all together. The era of the desktop agent is fully here. We are no longer talking about experimental toys trapped in a browser tab.
They're out of the glass box.
Exactly. These are digital coworkers that can actively watch your screen, click your buttons, and manage your local files. They are massive, undeniable time savers.
Absolutely.
But smart spending beats blind spending. Do not let the marketing panic you into a massive subscription. Start with a $20 tier. Stack two if you need different capabilities. And only scale up to that $200 behemoth if you hit a literal, unavoidable wall in your daily workflow.
Exactly. But before we wrap up, there is one final, larger implication I want to leave you with, building on the mechanics we've discussed today.
Oh, I love these. What is it?
Well, right now, we are marveling at the fact that these OS-level agents can use vision models to navigate our screens, right?
Yeah.
We are super impressed when they manage to click our little icons and open our folders with a 70% success rate. But think about why those icons even exist in the first place.
What do you mean?
The user interfaces we use every day, the visual windows, the buttons, the drop-down menus, the colorful folders, they were designed entirely for human eyes and human hands.
Right.
They exist strictly so our organic brains can understand what the computer's back end is doing.
Right. The computer doesn't need a literal picture of a folder to know where the data is stored.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So once these AI agents inevitably hit a 99% success rate, once they reliably handle all our file conversions, our emails, and our data entry entirely in the background using API calls and terminal commands.
Oh, wow. I see where you're going with this.
Will future operating systems even need a visual interface at all?
That is a crazy thought.
Or will the very concept of a desktop monitor eventually become completely obsolete because you just talk to the machine and it does the rest without needing to show you a fake desktop?
That is a wild thought to leave off on. No more monitors. Next time you sit down at your desk, look at all those little icons, windows, and toolbars and ask yourself how much longer until you never have to click them again. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Look at your own workflow tomorrow and see what tedious tasks you can finally hand off.